This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Yahoo Finance Daily, a daily update on the top business, finance, and stock market news from around the world. Let's jump into today's stories.
Here's what to know this week in the market. An eventful first quarter will come to a close this week with the shadow of a banking crisis hanging over a market that has remained resilient this year, with the Nasdaq sitting on a 12% year-to-date gain through Friday's close and the S&P 500 up 3.4% so far this year. In the week ahead, the first of what will likely be several congressional hearings on the events surrounding Silicon Valley Bank's collapse will be held Tuesday, when the Senate Banking Committee grills Federal Reserve Vice Chair for Supervision Michael Barr and FDIC Chair Martin Grunberg, among others. On the economic data front, reads on consumer confidence from the Conference Board and the University of Michigan will pick up some initial readings on how the current banking crisis is affecting average Americans. Still, investors are likely to remain focused on how markets react to rolling concerns about banks worldwide with recent volatility and how wild price swings, particularly in the bond market, resolve as we reach the final day of the quarter on Friday. Next week's data calendar will be busy, but none of the releases are likely to offer markets direction until Friday, wrote John Canavan, lead U.S. analyst at Oxford Economics, in a note on Friday. Data on personal income and spending, which also includes the latest read on the personal savings rate, for February will be released Friday morning, offering an overview of how U.S. consumers are spending and saving across categories. On the earnings side this week, news flow will remain muted as we remain about 2 weeks out from first quarter earnings season ramping up, though investors will closely watch results from Micron Technology, MU, for updates on investment in the tech space and results from Lululemon, LULU, and RH, RH, for additional checks on higher-end consumers. Cal-Maine Foods, CALM, the biggest egg producer in the United States, will also likely get a few more eyeballs on its report as investors track how the big swings in egg prices over the last few months translate to corporate results. Last week, all three major averages rose more than 1%, though none logged a gain north of 2%, during a week that began with Swiss banking giants UBS and Credit Suisse, CS, announcing an emergency merger finished, and investor concerns about the health of German banking giant Deutsche Bank, DB, bubbling up to cap the week. As Yahoo Finance's Ali Canal reported Friday, Wall Street analysts appear both sanguine about the status of Deutsche Bank and, to some extent, frustrated by continued questions about what may be the next bank to fail during the crisis. "We have no concerns about Deutsche's viability or asset marks. To be crystal clear, Deutsche is not the next Credit Suisse," Stuart Graham and Leona Lee, strategists at Autonomous, a subsidiary of AllianceBernstein, wrote in a new research note. Data out late Friday also gave investors one of the strongest indications yet of just how much stress the U.S. banking system has come under, with the Federal Reserve's weekly report on bank balance sheets revealing small and mid-sized banks lost $120 billion during the week ending March 15th. While the SVB-linked panic and lack of FDIC insurance on deposits above $250,000 explain most of the shifts last week, it is the surge in interest rates that is having the bigger effect, wrote Paul Ashworth, chief North America economist at Capital Economics, in a note on Friday. For the latest market news, visit yahoofinance.com and follow on social media at Yahoo Finance.
For more live coverage of business, finance, and stock market news, please visit yahoofinance.com. We'll be back tomorrow morning with your daily update. So until then, thanks for listening.
spoken layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.